Carnival's Princess Cruise Lines is set to pay a $40 million fine for dumping oil-contaminated wastewater into the ocean over the course of 8 years and then lying to cover it up. It's the largest fine levied against a cruise line for intentional pollution, but Princess is far from the only company doing it. Dave Rosenthal is managing editor of Great Lakes Today, a collaboration of public media stations. He and his colleagues have been looking into illegal cruise ship dumping. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
Sure. So, look, cruise ships and freighters are supposed to clean the wastewater that they create on board before they dump it. But clearly here, in this case, Princess Cruise Lines was not doing that.
Right. They're supposed to use cleaning tanks to separate out the oil before they put the water into the ocean or a place like the Great Lakes. But sometimes they use what's called a magic pipe to bypass that system. Crew members will hook up a little pipe, and it's sort of a makeshift system. They hook it up to bypass the cleaning tanks, and that moves the oily water directly overboard. And that can be a lot of water. It can involve tens of thousands of gallons over the course of a number of years sometimes.
Where does the oil come from?
Well, these ships are gigantic. You know, freighters and cruise ships both have been involved in these cases, and they can be 3 football field long or longer. So you can imagine the size of the engine room and what a dirty place it can be. Yeah. There's oil, there are lubricants, water. All of this is running off the machinery, and it sloshes around the bottom of the ship. And you can imagine it builds up over the course of a long trip. So that's what they're pumping out, this called bilge water or oily wastewater.
Right, and it's not just oil wastewater. An EPA survey from a few years ago of boats that were operating in Alaska showed that cruise ships were generating an average of 21,000 gallons of sewage a day, so you've got that as well, and that those ships also produced a daily average of 170,000 gallons of gray water. So, you know, does that give us an idea of the kind of scope that we're dealing with here, just the issue of wastewater for these giant ships?
Yeah, again, they're like floating cities, and you can imagine, you know, having to treat the sewage and water runoff for an entire city. And the freighters themselves are gigantic and can create tons of this oily waste. A lot of the prosecutions have mainly been of freighters rather than cruise ships. But from time to time, the cruise ships pop up, too, in the court records.
Right. So, you know, the crews had to be well aware that this was not allowed, that they were risking a multi-million dollar fine by doing it and could even possibly go to prison. So what was their motivation?
Well, they save time and they save money. You know, a ship, whether it's a freighter or a cruise ship, doesn't really make money while it's just sitting in port. So if you have lots of wastewater and oil that you've accumulated, it takes time and money to pump it overboard to a treatment facility at port. So if you dump it in the ocean, you save a lot of time and you save a lot of money.
What other cases have we seen in the past that have shown this kind of dumping?
Well, there have been, I mean, I've looked at court records and seen dozens of convictions over the last 10 years or so. Again, most of them were freighters. But, you know, name a city with a port around the country, and there's been a case there. I've seen cases in Baltimore, Charleston, Seattle, New Orleans, Tampa, even Duluth, Minnesota, which is a port on the Great Lakes.
Huh.
And generally, the fines are in the $1 million to $3 million range.
For a big company, that's probably not very much.
Yeah, it might not be very much, especially if the incidents have been going on for years and you're, you know, saving tens of thousands of dollars as the ship travels around the world.
Huh. Dave, the obvious question is regulation. I mean, you say name a port around the country and it's happened. I mean, who's watching for this? I mean, are there patrols out there making sure that these ships are following the law, or are they just pretty much free to do it because the oceans are so big?
Yeah, that's the problem, that the oceans are so big. The Coast Guard watches out for this problem, and they inspect ships in port and look for this issue. But there's a really interesting cat-and-mouse game that goes on between the crews that are doing it and crew members who are trying to expose the problem. We found a number of cases where the crew members will set this magic pipe up to bypass the system. And then beyond doing that, they also have this elaborate scheme to cover it up. Like, they're supposed to, again, pump this water into a cleansing tank. So there are gauges that read and tell the inspectors that water has been moving into the tanks. But sometimes after they've dumped the dirty water overboard, they'll just put clean water through the tanks so the gauges read as though the tanks have been used.
Huh.
And then they'll falsify the logs that are designed to record the tanks being used. I've also seen a case where they repainted the fittings after they took the pipe off, and then to make sure that the Coast Guard didn't get suspicious that there was clean, fresh paint on the fittings, they had one of the crew members take his dirty hands and touch it up and make it all look old and dirty so that the Coast Guard wouldn't suspect anything.
All right. Dave Rosenthal, managing editor of Great Lakes Today. It's a collaboration of public media stations. Dave, thank you. Interesting work.
Thank you.